You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Hey babe, I just heard about an awesome new website where you can take a brief online quiz to prove you're against the 9/11 attacks.
Wait, I'm American. Of course I'm against 9/11.
You'd think that, but our country is so shitty and divided. That's what it's come to.
Wow, this is easy. Just a few clicks and there it is. Proof I'm 100% against 9/11. What should we do now?
We can think of something.
We're joined by our good friend Sean Freeman from the Zombie Cast and Knuckleballer Radio.
Available everywhere.
Follow Freeman on the socials at FreemanDaddy5.
FreemanDaddy.
So hour two, guys. You know, you guys have already answered a lot of questions. You know, over the last week, I've heard of a lot of talk about the end game. But the more talk I've heard about the end game was, when to pee? When to pee? When to pee? And I've been thinking to myself, there must be a lot of small wieners out there, but not a lot of stores.
Well, you don't store the pee in your wiener, Freeman.
Well, I hear
like the pee's inside you. The wiener's just the straw.
That's like that's like basic biology. Like right. I think you cover that before you get to high school. No piss in your wiener.
Pee break after hour one, guys. Come on.
I ran in place for 2 minutes just to keep the blood flowing.
Yeah, I went and got me some sangria. I'm going to stay hydrated. Uh-huh. So next hour, I'll probably have to do some pee-pee.
Well, congrats on 400, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks for celebrating with us.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, you know, it was nice that you guys asked me to take part in this marathon, man. And you know what? I'm glad to do it, man. I love you guys. And you know what? For free every week, you guys put up a show. I listen to it, and I'm entertained every week by you guys. Thank you.
Well, now that you mentioned the for free part, we just wanted to take this momentous occasion to let everybody know that this will be the last free episode.
Right.
Everything beyond this is going up beyond the paywall. So thanks
new
for
era of
yeah, the new era.
Take my money, fellas. Take my money. How much? Who do I write the checks to?
Freeman, buddy, do you have the Sirius XM radio?
You know, I had Sirius, and I got a new Mercedes Benz.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
I got to where I like the Sirius XM radio, and you know what? I was like, you know what? Evidently, this is for free until the commercial started looping recently, and that's all, you know, every time I turn to it, it's just a commercial looping.
Oh, so your trial expired.
My trial expired.
Yeah,
I thought it was for free. I was happy.
There's these commercials that run on the Sirius. Now, Matt, you have the Sirius XM, right?
I do. I have the app.
You're probably familiar with these. It seems to be like the same template over and over again. And I actually pulled them because I want to play these for you, just so you guys know how similar these are. This is a ad that runs on Sirius XM all the time.
Great deal on the radio, and it got me thinking.
Uh-oh, what was it?
It's AdamandEve.com. You know they have all kinds of sexy adult items. Anyway, they'll give us 50% off and 10 free gifts if we use this offer code DOLL.
Okay, you got me curious.
Let's take a look.
So it's the horny couple template is what it is. And he goes,
that.
Hey. Ooh,
that would get things going.
Would you be game to try this?
Well, if you are, I am.
You would look amazing in that.
Do you think so?
Definitely. What did I say that offer code was?
You said...
So, and I swear, the other day, this one.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
This one
we
came up the next commercial. Like, they played this, the one for Adam and Eve, who's like, hey, I got these things I want to stick in you that I got off this website. And then that ended, And then they played this one. This one's for life insurance, guys. Tell me this isn't the same commercial.
House, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
Well, what's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with ETH?
Is it?
Ethos? It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer four quick questions.
This is crazy, right?
And get a free instant.
It's the same commercial.
Salespeople. No medical exams.
They're horny couples.
Covering under $1 million.
Wait, the end is the same. Let's check it out. Here's the end.
10 minutes. Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Let's do it.
Yeah, end of this other one. Hold on.
Hi.
I just heard this great deal on the radio, and it got me thinking.
Uh-oh. Wait.
No, let's not.
It's the same ending!
I just heard this ad on the radio, and my dick is hard. Let's go.
They have horny couples. Is this crazy or am I? I mean, it's the same template, right? I'm not losing my mind, right?
It's going to be a big baby boom in 2020, and we're going to thank SiriusFM or SiriusXM for all the new babies, man. Gosh, I'm feeling the love now.
The commercial got I guess it's sex sells, right?
Am I only one that got wood here?
You hear that and you think I either want to jack my dick or I want to buy life insurance. One of the two.
Right. Yeah, man, it's crazy, and it's almost like the same voiceover guy too. So he must be getting paid.
It's the same guy, right?
Yeah, it's the same guy.
Hold on, I got another one for you guys.
All right,
honey, I just heard about a great new product that takes the mess out of shitting in your mouth.
But I love when you shit in my mouth. That's our fun garage activity.
Oh. But with the shit in your mouth funnel, I can shit in your mouth in the bedroom, in the kitchen, anywhere.
There it is, shitfunnel.com. Just a couple of clicks. Ordered. It's in the mail.
In the meantime, want to go out in the garage?
Mm-mm.
Matt.
That made me feel dirty. I lost it. But I am going to type in.
It's not a real website, Freeman. It's a bit.
Yeah, I stepped on that one.
When you said that sounded like Mandy.
Oh, this is weird. Sounds like I know that voice.
Wait, this, Mike. Mike, did you get one of your friends to make a fake one? That's weird.
That was good. It was good.
Oh, shit.
I guess there's a lot of love in the air, whether it be funnel or insurance or whatever, man. Love is in the air.
Oh, boy.
I think it's just probably getting people who don't experience that kind of thing. It just makes them excited. They want to buy that product. You know, it's like, I don't want to live that life where we're just sitting around talking about whatever, thinking we're going to fuck and then decide, oh, we got it. Let's spend the 10 minutes and get a life insurance quote first, and then we'll get to business. I think it's kind of a roll over and take care of it and be on your way kind of thing. I don't know.
But why would they do that? I mean, what's the point? What are they gaining off of this? Is there a reason?
I think the people that listen to SiriusXM, because SiriusXM used to promote like Ashley Madison a lot. I think they're just horny people. Like, I think they believe, oh, okay, we got a lot of Howard Stern people on here. We've got a lot of people that listen to like these, you know, comedy radio. They're just gonna come after. They'll like all these like kind of.
So, I mean, is that things. Why you listen to Howard Stern to get all chubbed up?
No, absolutely not. But I mean, maybe they think that that's the audience. Like, it's just going to be a bunch of horny guys listening all the time.
But I mean,
That makes sense. That tracks for me because back in the day when Howard Stern was he on E late at night when they did the live thing?
Yeah.
I was like the perfect age for that when he had like those bimbos in there and then they'd like blur out because they would always be flashing tits at him and stuff too. So they're probably right about that demo.
And Travis, I know that you don't like it, but Freeman is here.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
And Freeman, see, he's given us suggestions over the years.
Excuse me, I got a lot of pee in my little wiener. I'll be right back.
And
run away.
It seems like if Freeman is here, Travis, we would be fools not to play the game that Freeman made for us. right, Travis? I mean, we have to play the game, don't we?
Well, you can throw it to Matt on this one.
Matt, yeah. do you want to play Freeman's game against Freeman?
What game is this? What game are you referring to?
And now, back by popular demand, it's everyone's favorite game show, Hoot or the Butt, with your host, Mike.
Everyone. Freeman, you've done some great services for us over the years, offering us all these bits, the bits, yes, that really work, Matt. You know, that is what I crave. I crave those bits that
that's really, what we're known for.
Fucking
work.
Just
not appreciate. Just not appreciate, man.
So, guys, the way the game is played, I'm going to play a sound. You have to tell me if the sound came from a woman's vagina.
Right.
Or
that's the coot, right?
That would be the coot, yes.
Right.
Or a person's asshole.
Sure.
And that's the whole game, guys.
And that's the butt.
Yeah, that's the butt. So I'm going to play a sound. Freeman, thank you. Thank you for... I mean, you gave us this for free.
You're welcome, man. It's like playing the Jeopardy guy that's hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Only this game.
Yeah. Only this game. Well, Travis, I think Travis likes to pretend he doesn't like this game, but I think he plays at home with his family.
Travis, we've done 400 of these, Travis.
I can't talk about the fact that maybe I developed and kickstarted a home version of Cooter's Butt.
Yeah.
And also now I also drive a brand new high-end car.
Family Feud, huh?
Freeman, the mirror selfies that you post on, I recently followed you on Instagram. You post mirror selfies just about every day.
Right.
But you don't put your face in it, but you always show your... Are you showing off that you got a cool watch? Is that what you're doing? Like, hey, man, look at my cool watch?
That's from the early... Ever since I've done radio, I've never really shown my face. So it's kind of become like a funny thing.
Who's you're like that guy from Home Improvement.
Wilson, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I always cover my face up. Phone Face Freeman from the knuckleballers out there. So... It's kind of a gag
phone
thing.
Face. I thought you said foam face, and I was trying to figure out why they would call you that. But phone face, you're covering it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just a joke, that's all. Yeah. No watch.
I do like watches. You do kind of angle your wrist to say, look, guys, I got a cool watch.
Like that. You're like that tick villain, Chairface Chippendale, whereas like he's just got like a dining room table chair for a head.
What? Usually in those pictures, I have an Apple Watch. I do have a Rolex. So if
Hey, no, you have a couple of watches. I know because I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, man.
You show
is it a Rolex or a Rolax?
A Rolex, $12,000.
I gotta Rolex. Give me some of what you got.
Yeah, dude. Man. Well, you also see on Instagram, man. I stay busy, DJing and all kinds of stuff, man. Now, lots of times, I travel around with the Walker Stalker guys and hang out with the Walking Dead people a lot, doing that type of stuff also. So it's fun. A lot of little odd jobs, but pays the bills. I do like watches.
Glad we could have you on so you could do all your bragging.
Yeah. Bragging about those fucking watches.
You brought the watch up. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Walking Dead people.
Yeah, hang out with the Walking Dead people and drive around in my Mercedes, and I got a Rolex. Yeah, I know.
Brand new Mercedes.
I put that phone in the picture because it's got diamonds encrusted.
Yeah, believe me, Freeman. I'm incredibly impressed. Now I'm going to play this sound. You tell me if it came out of an asshole or not. Here we go.
I knew something was building up.
You hear that, Freeman? You hear the sound? Or you need to turn down the tick, 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 your cool watch. Hold on. There we go, buddy. There we go. You created this fucking game, Freeman.
The butt.
You think that's butt?
I think it's butt.
In the chat, right. Jody says he thinks it's butt, too. Travis, Matt, guys.
I'm going to go coot. I think it's coot.
Ooh, wow.
Double up.
Travis, are you going to abstain from playing?
I think it came from a farting machine.
Mm.
Oh, like a little button push thing?
Or yeah, that you would like hide it behind somebody's chair and then press the button from afar.
Val checking in the chat.
Chad is answering.
Val says she thinks it's butt.
Sounds like we got butt across the board.
Well, I said coot.
Matt said coot. Now, Matt, do you want to put a wager on it? You're a betting man now.
Yeah, I'd like to wager that their watch.
In exchange for what?
Huh?
What are you going to give him?
My watch.
Oh.
You guys got one of those Hello Kitty little Timexes?
For the butt.
A little Casio button. So everybody's pretty much going butt except Matt. Matt went coot. Did you hear that little sigh at the end, guys? I think there's like a little sigh at the end. Like,
let's hear it again.
Listen, really clear. Listen. No, I don't want to change the name. Did you hear that?
I think that gave it away.
Did you hear
that? Like everybody's changing their answers.
I think it's her butt. I think she was out of breath, straining. No, I say butt still.
Guys, it was a butt. It was a butt. So Matt's wrong.
Say goodbye to that Hello Kitty Casio.
Freeman a watch, guys.
I guess, can I go take a selfie?
Are you taking one right now while you're doing the show?
With my Hello Kitty watch.
Yeah, with his winnings. Enough,
take you a WFOD 400 selfie, Freeman. show your watch off. It's a whole goddamn thing, guys. Oh, boy. Got any updates on the horse race there, Matt?
Well, it's not. We got a while till the race is actually happening.
Oh.
What time is the race? What time is the
6:50 is what time? The 6:50 Eastern.
Yeah. Did the lines change or anything? How's your parlays? Are they looking nice?
Parlays.
Did you parlay some races?
I got some trifectas going.
Oh, you did a little trifecta action?
Yeah. I got a little trifecta action. A couple trifectas set up. I got a there's some long shots. There's one of the horses. Let's see here. One of the horses.
Now, do you ever bet on the jockey, or are you strictly a horse guy?
No, I don't bet on the jockey. I go for the horse and like maybe who the trainer is. Long Range Toddy is one of the long shots. I bet on him just because of that name. I like that name, Long Range Toddy.
Boy, this is exciting. I mean, the whole world really gets into this one race. It's amazing.
Well, Kentucky doesn't have a lot of things. Like, they don't. They got
that good grass.
They've got, listen, Kentucky's got college basketball, right? They've got bourbon, and they've got this one horse race every year. And that's it. There's nothing else they really have going for them.
The Louisville Slugger.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Freeman, you DJ, right? You do DJ things.
Yeah. I'm DJing later today.
Do you break new artists for the people, or do you pretty much stick to the classics?
Do you DJ like weddings?
No, a club tonight. I do. Yeah. I can DJ anything for the paying customer, but I have a couple of residencies that I do like every Friday, Saturday, and sometimes during the week and stuff. But tonight is downtown.
What? Where are you at tonight? I'm sorry, I'm distracted.
This place called Stokeridge that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have events all around. Like tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo, me and Rock 92, the FM show here, and the morning show are DJing a Cinco de Mayo event at this place called Poblano's. Kind of a Mexican bar, but it's kind of a small thing, but it's kind of a big event for the city and stuff. So,
do you get a lot of shitty people that come up and they're like, oh, man, play. Play. Fucking this
thong song, thong song.
Yeah. I love the thong song. Freeman, the reason I ask, we get music submissions on strangelabel.com. And,
right.
And most of them are pretty
really good
awful. Occasionally, there's a good one, which I like run them on the station. But sometimes I get one that's special and we share it here. And I'm hoping that maybe, like, if I get this song in the right hands, maybe, you know, I've been listening to the, I was talking about the Sirius XM channel 17 is the Pop Rocks channel.
Right.
And they don't really have any DJs, but what they do is they have like all the radio rock people like tell a story about the song you're about to hear. And I heard Rob Thomas on there the other day, and he was saying that when their album came out, it came out to no fanfare. Nobody gave a shit about this Matchbox 20 album. And they noticed that, like, I want to say it was like Hartford or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was like one DJ who fucking loved that Matchbox 20, the "I Wanna Push You Around," you know, that's
how will.
So they were like getting who was clicking on their MySpace page or something. And there was like thousands and thousands of people who were way into Matchbox 20 in like fucking Hartford. And they were like, "Our album is garbage everywhere in the world except Hartford, because this
Hartford knew what they wanted.
DJ Thomas loved it. They fucking loved it." And so they went and played Hartford, sold it out immediately. And then slowly, I guess as people moved out of Hartford or however these things happen, you know, that "Somebody That I Used to Know" song, that song like was around for like 4 years before Ashton Kutcher tweeted it. And then eventually we all heard it because Ashton Kutcher tweeted it. I mean, that song came out like 3 or 4 years before it got popular.
Right.
So what I'm getting at is, if I can get this song in Freeman's hands, Freeman goes out and plays it for some Walker Stalker guys.
You think he gets it done?
Who knows what could happen, Matt? It's crazy how these things happen. So Freeman, I want you to hear this. I want your opinion. I want to know if you think that we can get this song going, because it's pretty good. I think you're going to like it. Immediate thoughts?
That's epic. That's epic. That is just epic. She be like, "Mayday, mayday."
It's got a good beat, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a bunch of rocks and scratches. And
one of those things that I think if you sampled it, you could maybe turn that. Like if there was a really good producer, or like a, you know, maybe somebody like Freeman, a good DJ, they could actually make that pretty good.
Matt, do you remember that "Steal My Sunshine" song?
Oh my God, I was watching that music video the other day, because I think it was on an episode of like Superstore or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or something like that. And as a kid, loved that song.
I think that it's produced really badly, but the singer sounds a lot like "Steal My Sunshine." Indulging in my self-defeat.
So walk beside it.
It's pretty good, right? This is F.I. Twinkie is the name of the band. Freeman, you think we can make that big? You think you could bump that in the club?
I could, man.
F.I.
stand for? Something.
I don't know. I have another song from them if you guys want to hear it.
Of course. That person is great.
Don't give a shit.
I like this as much as the other one.
Oh, you like the other one better?
Yeah, this is obviously the B-side.
That one needs a little work.
These guys sound like they just got a free soundboard off of the internet and just started pressing buttons and saying words.
Yes.
Right. I don't give a shit. I can't do
that. I got an animal now.
Steal my sunshine.
It doesn't sound like there's much passion there.
You think his mom's been telling him this whole time how good he is? Like,
guaranteed.
It's good, sweetie. It's not a bad song.
Can I borrow another $100 to go and get some recording equipment?
Well, I will, but you're just gonna have to help me out with grandma.
Guys, okay?
I don't have time for grandma. I gotta record.
All I can do is try, you know. I trying to break new artists. I figured that was a good one. It was a place to start.
Yeah, that was rough.
Did it bum you out, Freeman?
No, sorry, man. Oh, it didn't bum me out. It was rough.
In the chat.
But you could sample it into something. I'm sure that the right guy could make that into something that would sell millions.
Are you not the right guy, Freeman?
Well, I produce some music, but I mean, I kind of beat matching and relooping and stuff like that. But
I thought you were bringing this to the right guy.
I could make it into something. I got GarageBand.
Get that over to Freeman right now. Freeman, I need to know what you can do with that.
Well, he's got to have the original. He's got to be able to isolate the tracks.
You need to reach out to FI Twinkie and just say, hey, man, look at this watch. I can help you.
That's it.
That's what you do. And
hey, I'll be your Dr. Dre FI Twinkie.
Yeah.
I'll be your Dre.
Before you know it, you're going to have your own brand of headphones.
Yeah.
You never
know. So how long are you guys going to? 12 hours, right?
Yeah. Freeman's.
We're going till the sun comes up, Freeman. We're going all night long. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I would do, man. I would take whatever marathon you had and just kick it up like by 3 hours more.
just
be like, you know, we done that one time with the FB guy, and it was like 9 a.m. to
Freeman, what is the FB guy? Explain.
Mark Zuckerberg?
The Branches guy. Your old boss.
Oh, right.
And
when was Frank Branches my boss, Freeman? Or are you talking to Travis? What? I think he was Travis's boss.
He was your boss when he served your ass on Twitter, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, Freeman, he was never my boss.
What was that label called? There was some old label you guys were on, I thought, with
Frank from Radio FUBAR.
Talking about Frank Branches. See, Matt, I'll give you a backstory on Freeman. Freeman used to do a podcast with Frank Branches from the Wicked Radio Network.
Dead Men Talking.
Yeah, right. And they were doing it for a while, and Freeman realized that Frank Branches, he was a wet blanket. And so he kicked Frank Branches off of his podcast and changed all the passwords.
Now, how did you kick him off of the podcast? Did you like just say, hey, man, like, I don't really like your style? Or did you just like, was it a civil thing? Or did you
ghost him? You just stopped taking his Skype calls.
Well, he was all but begging for money from the guest and how he was broke.
Begging for money from the guest?
And all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I was just like, you know what?
Password what type change. Of money is he expecting from the guests?
I don't know. Well, you guys were on the same network as him. And
who was? We were never on.
I thought you guys were on the same network or something.
No, Freeman. We were never
on award show in Vegas.
No, we won. Freeman, we won best non-WRN show at the Wicked Radio Network Awards.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah. So we won an award at the Wicked Radio Network Award show without ever actually being on the Wicked Radio Network.
I had a short-lived show on that network, and I think only a handful of episodes.
What was that called again?
The Lantern Light Lounge.
That's right.
Yeah, we won the WRN award for best spooky podcast, which it was not spooky, man. It was not a horror-themed podcast.
That was not a spooky podcast?
It wasn't spooky, Travis?
I mean, you probably mentioned horror movies. I know you mentioned horror movies on this show.
I feel like maybe the spooky award was the consolation prize. Like, everybody gets a trophy. Because I believe there was no horror-centric aspects of the Lantern Light Lounge podcast.
Guys, speaking of begging guests for money, I have a story about my pizza.
All right, dude, let's hear it, man.
Freeman, see what happened. I went and got me a pizza for lunch. Because what I figured is, if you get a really big pizza, me and my lady, we can have lunch. And then throughout the day, if I get hungry again, that's a quick microwave there. You know, you get you some more pizza. And so I have pizza for the whole day. That's my big plan. My big plan is pizza for Mike. So I go to the Marco's and get me a pizza. And the guy working in the Marco's,
We just got those here. Those are good. Well,
ours just closed.
Oh, it didn't work out?
No, they're closing the Marcos and the family video that Marcos is inside.
So what the guy said was, you enjoying that sunny weather? And I said, I sure am. It's a really nice day, pizza guy. And he says, man, I just love watching that grass grow.
Oh, boy.
Which isn't a thing that people say, but okay. You love watching the grass grow. Cool. And I was like, yeah, the grass is growing. Cool. And he said, it's supposed to rain later. And I was like, yeah, I guess if it rains, then the grass will probably grow even faster. You know, I was tying it back into what he said, right?
Right.
He goes, oh, I love that. I love that, man. You know, that's what I do on the side. I mow grass. And I was like, oh, cool. He goes, yeah, I just love mowing grass. That's my rig out there in the parking lot. And I turn around,
I hate this human being.
And I look, and he's got a trailer parked in the Marcos parking lot. Now, granted, Matt, this isn't a passerby. This isn't a guy who's also picking up his pizza. This is the Marcos employee,
right?
Who has parked his mower out front to engage in conversation about grass, to bring up that he mows lawns, so that maybe I'd be like, oh, well, I need my grass mowed. I mean, that's what he was doing, right? That's what it was.
Did you hire him?
Yeah.
Fuck no, I didn't hire him. Freeman, I'm a man. I mow my own grass.
Did this guy have like a sign? Like, was his truck like wrapped, or did like his trailer have a phone number for his lawn cutting business on it?
No, but I'm sure he had business cards right behind the counter.
This is what I assume about you. You're looking at the word. I assume that this guy's a hustler, like Freeman, got a lot of shit on the side. And
you think he's got a nice watch? I didn't notice.
He gets a like a half hour lunch break, and instead of enjoying a nice slice of complimentary pizza from Marco's, he jumps in his rig. He busts out a lawn or two, and then he comes back and finishes his shift.
He could have done that. He could have mowed your yard over lunch, Mike.
Yeah, I wonder if when he makes deliveries, he brings a big business card in there. Travis, didn't you used to do that with WFOD business cards? Didn't you like go in thrift stores and stick them in like Coolio CDs and stuff?
Yeah, Coolio CDs, picture frames, inside books, just in case somebody was reading a book. And they're like, oh, look at this. I've stuck those. I put them inside lampshades in hotel rooms.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
That's what you need in your business for it to be successful. You need a hustler. You don't need some sad sack who's going to ask the guests for money.
In truth, if anybody has ever started listening to this program based on me dropping those business cards anywhere, please drop us a line and let us know, because I would be very interested in that fact.
To find out that somebody learned about us from a Coolio CD business card?
Exactly. That's right.
They probably said, what the fuck is this shit?
WFOD.
So, Freeman, I mean, since then it's been going good, right? The zombie show.
Yeah, we've been doing real good. And, you know, a lot of people claimed whenever I started this show that it's like, man, it would be hard to do one episode, much less two. But, you know, I think we're on like 328 this week, and we got, the Black Summer new series is coming on our show, and Shudder, the guy that owns Shudder. So, We find things in between seasons of the TV shows and stuff. And
what do you got coming on from Shudder? Who's coming on from Shudder? Engler?
Engler, yeah.
Oh, fucking awesome.
Which was co-creator of Z Nation and then the executive producer for Black Summer. So it's kind of like
that's awesome.
Two birds with one stone, yeah. And Engler used to come on ZombieCast every year for the premiere of Z Nation for the four seasons that they were out.
Is that show still on, or is that show gone? The Z Nation.
It's gone now. But Black Summer, the new series on Netflix, is in the Z Nation universe. So Craig Engler,
Yep.
What does it mean to be? So it's the same type of zombies, I guess.
It's considered the same world. It's
like the Fear the Walking Dead to the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Right.
Are they fast zombies? I don't like when they're fast.
Now, if you I don't like fast zombies either, but Black Summer has fast zombies, but people can't shoot. So like one zombie against 10 guys is a real problem.
Because they're bad shots?
Well, yeah.
Shouldn't they practice?
They'll chase you up on a bus or...
Well, it took them until like the fifth episode to even realize in Black Summer that you had to shoot them into the head to kill them.
It's zombies. So, that's what you do. Freaking fools.
Yep.
But with the zombie thing, like, I mean, I don't necessarily care one way or the other if they're slow zombies or fast zombies. And I just heard you mention that you don't like fast zombies, but isn't it kind of fun to have like a show that just does it a little bit different? Like we're so,
yeah,
especially zombies have like really, you know, when vampires were big back with Twilight and they kind of like flooded the market, and zombies have flooded the market and seem to have kind of stayed. Like there's always a resurgence. Like Walking Dead is still such a huge show, even though the numbers are dropping. But with the Black Summer show, I haven't watched it yet, and I want
it's
to.
It's really good. It's really
but
good.
But I want to, like, I like the fact that there's going to be fast zombies. They did that with that 28 Days Later and stuff. I like that a lot.
And the remake of Dawn of the Dead, like, did that too, and that movie's great. That, like, you wouldn't have had the same impact in that opening scene of that movie when Sarah Polley, like, leaves her house and everything's going to hell if you didn't get those awesome, like, aerial shots of, like, those zombies just fucking hauling ass after people trying to run away. Like, I mean, it was just it just set the tone for that whole flick. I agree. Like, I like a slow zombie, but, you know, if you set the world up right, like you said, like, 28 days later, 28 weeks
Black
later,
Summer.
All
Black
good.
Summer is perfect because, you know, it's the same rule of zombies. You just fear the nick of the tooth. And in Black Summer, you can have, say, 10 guys in a diner. Well, they're going to stay in there 3 days because there's one zombie outside that they're trying to figure out how to get past this zombie because they're so badass in Black Summer. It's really good. The first episode's about an hour. The rest of them's like 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, they're all different episodes, lengths.
But it's really good. And it leaves you – I haven't heard any complaints about it. You know, everybody is like, wow. You know, I want more whenever you come up to the season finale episode. But it's done really well, man. So
that's an interesting thing, varying the length of the episodes, because then it kind of seems like, you know, it kind of seems like sometimes you're stretching out a story so that you hit a certain time mark and, you know, the big thing can happen at the end,
right?
It makes it more unpredictable and kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, then the length is servicing the story and not the story servicing the length.
Sure.
Yeah,
I like the idea. I mean, Netflix and, you know, all of these different streaming services have really kind of been changing that dynamic. And I also like the idea of just maybe having shows that are like a season, you know, and we don't really have to try to drag things out like, oh, cool. Like this was here. I don't like the fact when they do it, cut shows short and don't give us an ending like they did with. What's that Drew Barrymore show?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Freeman, when you're DJing and you got pee in your penis, what do you do? Do you play a long song,
6 minute song?
Do you have like a go-to that's like a certain length that gives you enough time to run and pee? And are you afraid that somebody's gonna run up and do like a scritchy scratch on your thing while you're gone?
Sometimes my wife goes with me, but usually Planet Rock, old song like that, good 6 minute song, gives me time to step out and pee. And
what's Planet Rock? Is that like a Deadmau5 or?
You never heard Planet Rock.
Is that a
rock Planet Rock?
Oh, that's a musical genre.
No,
is that an artist?
It's that plays from Africa Bambaataa.
You never heard Erykah Badu?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What is he talking about, Matt? Planet Rock.
Just said a bunch of words.
Oh, yeah.
You mean world music.
Oh, an old song? You never heard that old song?
You pop and lock to this, don't you?
You never heard that song?
Was that Rundums?
Rundums. Yeah.
You pronounce Bambaataa. The C like an S? I do like Dumka.
Hey, well, I have a question.
Oh, okay.
It's really bothering me, guys, the last couple of weeks. Now,
oh boy.
4 weeks ago, my 16-year-old son said, Dad, you know, Game of Thrones is coming up. We've never watched an episode. So we watched 7 seasons within like 2 weeks.
We haven't watched an episode, and then in one day.
That's it. So silent force, can yo get funky? You heard that?
What the fuck is this guy doing? Play the song. I guess it's long. This is your peace song. Right. Yeah. Okay. No, so Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. I got distracted.
All right. So we watched all 7 seasons in the first couple of weeks. Oh, we become fans of it. So, you know, my son was like, Dad, you know, I ordered a flag off of Amazon. We're going to fly this on the house this year. And it's a House of Stark flag. And my wife decided she wanted a wine glass from Game of Thrones so she could drink wine on the last season.
So you're out stimulating the economy. You're buying some salt.
That's like how I used to do when I watched Mad Men. I would pour myself like straight vodka and chain smoke cigarettes.
Right. But the thing is, people
slap women on the ass.
Whether they know you or not, they're really strict about how you've watched Game of Thrones and whether or not you can be a fan. And whether or not you're worthy or not of buying Game of Thrones stuff, people I've known for years have been like, oh.
Oh, like purists.
How many times have you watched Game of Thrones? I'm in my 4th viewing.
Right.
And I've got 9 years vested. You cannot be a fan as much as me.
Yeah.
Like, it is bullshit.
Fuck off to all those people.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am with Deadpool now. Travis, I'm mad at all the people who just found out about Deadpool because I liked Deadpool when I was 14. No, I get it. I know that's a thing that happens. It is kind of dumb. I hate it when people like there's a radio DJ on the St. Louis rock station who's like just now discovering the St. Louis Blues because they're in the second round of the playoffs, and you can't help but roll your eyes at her. But at the same time, you know, I mean. You got to just let people enjoy things they enjoy.
Can we just say welcome aboard? Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, this is a thing that I love. I'm glad that you found it and that you like it too. Cool.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. But I mean, boy, there are some people out there that protect things that they like.
Sure.
You
know, I mean, I think
the passion.
I think maybe when I was younger, I might have been guilty of it with like certain bands. Like, you know, they weren't super popular. And then when they became popular, I was like, oh yeah, but you didn't know them when the first album came out. Like, you know, and now I you know, look back at that person that I used to be and be like, you're a fucking retard. But yeah, everybody's like that now with shows. Like they just, if you didn't stick with it right when episode one aired, you know, they can be so cunty about it.
The only people that are worse than those people are the people who revel in the fact that they have never watched things that are popular. Like, I've never seen Game of Thrones. You all with your dragons.
Yeah, Mike Moore.
But no, I mean, I haven't seen Game of Thrones. And so, like, when people start talking Game of Thrones with me, I'll say,
but Mike, you're trying to make a statement. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to Mike and he's like, oh, you know, I've never watched Mike. He says it all the time.
Look at me up in my ivory tower.
Yeah. I know that people like it.
His own horn.
I just, you know, tell them, like, guys, I don't have like a frame of reference, but I don't like.
If you want to see me up here in my, you got to bring Felcor to talk like, to me.
Why are all you guys talking about the dumb dragon show?
Story. But even like today, you know, like I'm sure I could post pictures. Hey, I took the kids free comic book day. There's going to be those comic guys that says, huh, you know, and
do you even do you even comic book bro?
No, I don't comic book bro, but I do a free comic book bro day. And my kids loved it, man. We went out there and all the people were dressed up.
I will be honest.
30 items this year in the bag. 30 items.
Can I make a suggestion real quick?
Yeah.
If your kids really enjoyed free comic book day, take them next week for not free comic book day.
What? No. And where do I get on? Where do I start? Oh, we don't know where to start.
Yeah. It is tough.
I don't know where to... You know,
I'll be honest, Freeman, I would suggest the best thing to do is just Google where to start like that. Don't
there's always suggestions.
Well, like the issues, the issues are
like
numbered.
68 comps.
So like, I'd guess like you start with like number one.
Well, you can go. I'd say, too, you can go to that comic book store and say, hey, my kid likes Batman. Do you have any trade paperbacks that would be good for my this age kid? And typically they'll be like, hey, yeah, he should check out Batman Hush. It's like a 12-issue collection with art by Jim Lee.
The kids said, thank you guys. They're listening on Alexa right now. My wife just came up here and said the kids were really loving the show. So thank you guys.
They liked it when I said cunty earlier.
Yeah, oh,
cunty.
Matt.
They have YouTube, man.
Matt, you find out that the kids are listening YouTube. And you drop the C-bomb, Matt.
Pretty tame.
It's all good.
They have YouTube, man. I mean, the Ultimate Universe and Marvel, that's a great place for beginners. Like,
piggyback on that. Get Ultimate Spider-Man, the first trade paperback. It retells his origin and updates everything for like kind of current and kind of goes off in its own. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really good. And some of that spinoff stuff too. You know, as far as Fantastic Four, that wasn't that bad. And
Ultimates was great.
Now, Travis, I've been on a hunt on the local comic shops. I'll dip in from time to time because I do want the Fear and Loathing series that came out a year or two ago.
Oh, sure.
It was like a 5-part series. So if you ever come across any of those, let me know, man.
Yeah, I think I can't recall if that was Dark Horse or if that was IDW, but I bet they have that in trade paperback form.
That would be awesome, man.
Probably find that just on Amazon.
I should have got them when they came out. I knew that they were coming out, and I didn't.
Yeah, IDW is the publisher of the Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And I think, when did that pop out? You probably originally published in 2015, so I'd almost guarantee you that IDW probably even offers that on their own website.
Nice. But what are some good comics, say? I don't like – I go see – I know comics through movies. And, you know, I like the 68 comics. I like more realistic zombie or maybe if I knew where to get on with the superpower comics, I would enjoy it.
You want to check out Hack Slash is a great series about this broad who hunts like movie monsters, essentially like serial killers and shit with her big ogre-y buddy and beats them in heads with bats and stuff. That's a great comic. And they actually have like 5 omnibuses that you can get reasonably priced where it's like tons of issues all collected into one for like $30.
Have
That's
they
a great
ever
series.
Made a comic book where superheroes fight zombies?
Marvel Zombies is where the Marvel Universe turns to zombies, which is pretty good. Right now, actually, that just came out this last week is called Deceased. It's DC East. It's a new mini.
I saw that. I saw that. It was a guy who was on the cover of the new one because it was like a dark cover and it was kind of in a shadow, a guy, and you could barely see his chest. I saw that today and I was like, wow, what is that?
They did a Pennywise, like an It variant cover for it. And so it was like Batman and Robin parodying like the new It poster. So what the deal is like the DC universe, because it's like an Elseworld story, so it's not set in continuity. But like a techno virus starts turning people and heroes into zombies, and they have to deal with that. So, and it just came out. I think it's like a 6-issue miniseries, and it's brand new. You should be able to find that anywhere.
Yeah. But Freeman, like who superhero wise, like who are you into, or who are your kids into? Like when you watch the movie,
you like the Batman?
No, they're not much on DC really.
But when you're watching the movies, like what movies have you really enjoyed?
Thor, comedy and Thor. And I think the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie is going to be good with the new member that joined those guys.
I think Travis could probably even speak to the better as far as like
there's some great series. The deal with Marvel though is they've relaunched so many times that you can really jump on at any given point and just pick up a trade paperback. Jason Aaron actually, I think just recently within the last year or so wrapped up his run on Thor. And if you can start from the beginning with Jason Aaron's run on Thor, that was really good. The Guardians of the Galaxy that you know from the movies pretty much came out a little bit before the movie did. If you go too far back, it'll be unrecognizable to you.
Yeah.
And I believe, is it like Brian? I think it was Bendis that wrote the comeback for Guardians with the new team, but I can't recall off the top of my head. But there is, I mean, really just browse the trade paperback section, and anytime they put a collection together for those heroes, it's all self-contained stories. So obviously if you know the history of those characters, you're going to get a little bit more out of that particular story, but it's self-contained, so you're getting the whole story.
Most of the comic book stores, like if you just go in and just start talking to the guy, like they're usually very friendly and willing to help
you get on track.
It's,
you
know, their, right. It's their business to sell you and keep you coming back. So they're going to want to find something that you like.
And I do like, I do like on the iPad how you can do frame by frame also. So I really don't mind those. But the Fear and Loathing I would like to own. We recently had a guy from the comic industry on the Zombie Show that won Artist of the Year a couple of times, Nat Jones. And I don't know if you're familiar with his work. He does the 68 series, but he does a lot. If you just look up N.A.T. Jones, Nat Jones, he's done a ton of stuff.
So he draws, maybe he draws before, good,
Travis. Freeman?
Draws good, that guy?
Oh, yeah. Dude, just Google his name and click. Oh, just Google it and click images, and you'll just see.
Oh, sure. Yep.
You'll just see the stuff he does.
Travis, are you looking at the pictures? They good?
Yeah.
He does World of Warcraft, all those books. He's really good.
Yeah.
But
Freeman.
400, man. 400 episodes.
We appreciate your support. You're a very nice gentleman.
Are we going to have any old host in sitting in for an hour or anything like that?
Drunk?
Maybe a return of a
drunk. Yeah, drunk will be here.
Napier's going to be here at 3:30 in the morning. So tune in for that.
Yeah.
3:30.
Freeman, we appreciate your support. Guys, Freeman,
dude,
he hosts, hosts a couple of podcasts. Good guy, is Freeman.
Yep.
Supplies
give me my platform for a second. I just want to say thank you guys for everything that you do. As a fellow podcaster, I appreciate what you do. I understand the time it takes editing all the clips you guys do. All the behind-the-scenes stuff that people never see, that people never can fully appreciate until they've done it themselves, and to know the full work that goes into a show, all the bits you guys do, and everything behind the scenes takes time to do, and your time away from your family. And I, for one, appreciate everything that you guys do. Thank you, guys, for all 400 episodes.
Thanks, buddy. Guys, follow Freeman on Twitter, at FreemanDaddy5. Also on Instagram at FreemanDaddy5. Check out his podcast, the Knuckleballer Radio and the ZombieCast, live on Monday nights on...
Everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Right.
Why don't you guys do that? And you guys never say that, and you always rag me for it. But you guys are on TuneIn, right?
Yeah.
TuneIn is on Xbox One. TuneIn is on PS4. TuneIn is in all new Ford and Chevy cars. Amazon Alexa, you don't even have to add TuneIn Radio. For you guys listening now, all you got to do is say, Alexa, play Strange Label Radio. It's already built in. Alexa, play Strange Label Radio. And you guys will be heard live, man, around the world, no matter where you're at.
Guys, listen to that.
Except for Korea.
Does Korea not have Alexa, man?
The north part.
Guys.
Yeah, North Korea, they don't want you to.
Well, that Strange Label is available everywhere, man. Every handheld device, all the new cars, all gaming consoles, and Google Home and Alexa.
Guys, hour two's in the books. We got another guest coming up at 4 o'clock. We gotta bail on Freeman here. Freeman, we appreciate you, buddy.
Sorry if I brought it down, man. You
didn't
guys.
Bring anything down. You're the best, buddy. Take some pictures of that Casio Hello Kitty watch. We love seeing it. Thanks for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network, all of which are worth checking out. You can interact with us via phone 636-487-HAND, via email, Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODix.com, On social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we're WFO Dicks. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Val, Liquid Lozenge, Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, patreon.com/WFODicks. 20 minutes of bonus content for as little as a dollar a month. Got a lot more of the WFOD 400 marathon on the horizon. Thanks a lot. See you around.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.